This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The topic is the coming ag sector labor crisis. I think that one of the hot spots for a shortage of ag sector labor will be in northwest Iowa and the surrounding region. We have large egg, hog, cattle, and dairy operations here. There are turkey and hog plants in Storm Lake, hog processing plants in neighboring Minnesota and South Dakota, and the huge Tyson beef plant in Dakota City, Nebraska. Wells Blue Bunny is located in Lamar's. There are a number of smaller livestock, poultry, and other processing plants in the region that add another income that employee needs. We work with dairies here, and they have been struggling with sourcing labor for some time, or it is their biggest management issue. The new pork plants that are being built by Seaboard Triumph and Prestige in this area are going to throw some more logs on the labor shortage fire that is already burning. It is not just 1,100 people that Seaboard and Triumph need to hire for their first shift. That will double when they go to two shifts. But the suppliers of goods and services to these plants, including new hog barns that also need to be staffed. There's hundreds more new hires that have to come from somewhere. I expect the plants want documented workers. The flow of the other kind has been significantly slowed at the border. There's a system of musical chairs going on where the operations audited by the INS purge workers that just go somewhere else the INS hasn't been yet. They're not deported, instead just going to a new job, which is very easy to find. The competition for documented workers is getting fierce. They put in a lot of new robotics into these plants to keep the number of workers needed at a minimum, but that's not going to dampen the fire. A subscriber who is a dairy farmer emailed me to share his perspective of the struggle that he has been having staffing his milk barns. You are right on when you talk about the labor problem coming down the road for ag. I can tell you that on dairies, there are very few immigrants looking for work. The border crackdown has shut off the flow. The head of HR at an egg company told me the other day that within 6 months they will have their starting wage at $15 an hour. Blue Bunny is paying a high wage and they can't find enough people. I had offered my third man from the top another $10,000 a year the other day because he was going to start working for Wells. I had to do it because I know he is one of the few that are documented. So that leads me to the next story. The largest dairyman that I know has been going around and stealing other dairies' workers. He had an I-9 audit and is now being forced to let all of his undocumented employees go. This is the same thing that happened to another dairy in February. They had to let 26 people go while continuing to milk over 3,000 cows three times a day. INS does an audit and forces them to let them all go and causes massive chaos on both of these dairies. I don't know how I would handle this situation if it happens to me, so I'm not going to get too upset over what he's doing. Continuing with the email from a dairy farmer, what really makes me angry is that all these hardworking people are just being absorbed back into the labor force, and these businesses have massive chaos which could potentially put them out of business. These dairies are producing huge dollar turnover in their communities, not to mention paying taxes and Social Security. These silent raids accomplish nothing. I'm just wondering when our politicians are going to realize this. So what are the choices that I have if I want to continue my business, put in robotic milkers, which takes way too much time and money, or tap into documented workers through a headhunting business, or pay more than all the other businesses in the area? It looks like it will be the businesses with the greatest margins that will be able to maintain a full legal labor force. Some businesses are going to lose in a big way going forward. The cost of labor, from my perspective, could get out of control. Time will tell how great that will be for the American people. Please keep hammering away at this problem in your reports. The more that people know how desperate it could get, the better, unquote. As to hiring hardworking Americans, they are all already employed in this region. The region is at full employment at a lower unemployment rate than the national average. The ones left could not pass a drug test or don't last a week before they decide this hard work is not for them, regardless of the wage scale. There's going to be a huge wage competition that will literally, as my friend noted, threaten to put many who rely on documented labor out of business as they bid against each other to secure qualified workers. The cost will be passed on to consumers who will not like the sticker shock. There will be blowback on livestock and dairy industries from higher retail prices. History says that consumers will then blame the ag sector for higher prices when they set the immigration and labor rules up against these businesses. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.